This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy B. The Taliban said Monday that they have taken control of Panjshir province north of Kabul, the Afghan capital. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overrun 8 districts of Panjshir overnight, according to witnesses from the area. They spoke on condition of anonymity. Taliban spokesman issued a statement on Monday saying that Panjshir was now under the control of the Taliban fight. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by a former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed just days before the 9/11 attack in the United States. Soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea detained the president, Alpha Condé, on Sunday after hours of heavy gunfire rang out near the presidential palace in the capital, then announced on state television that the government had been dissolved in an apparent coup. The country's borders were closed and its constitution declared invalid, and the announcement read aloud on state television by an army colonel. It was not immediately known, though, how much support they had within the military or whether other soldiers loyal to the president of more than a decade might attempt to wrest back control. Again, soldiers in the West African nation of Guinea detained the president, Alpha Condé, Sunday. This is after hours of heavy gunfire ringing out near the presidential palace in the capital. There is more at voanews.com. voanews.com. This is VOA News. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said on Monday that daily infections were expected to peak in the state next week as they look to speed up immunizations ahead of easing restrictions. She added that the government's modeling revealed that the state would require its highest number of intensive care beds in early October, with additional pressure on the system in the next few weeks. A total of 1,071 COVID-19 cases are currently in hospitals, with 177 people in an intensive care unit. Officials have said that they have quadrupled ICU beds to about 2,000 in the state early last year to handle the pandemic. Last week, Australia also entered into vaccination sweep deals with Britain and Singapore for a total of around 4.5 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. That's double the month's supply. Nearly 500,000 doses. The first batch of shipments arrived overnight. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week, according to the government. The nation had been battling an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus since last month. All recent cases have been found in Auckland, including 20 that were found on Monday. Mexican border agents and police broke up a caravan of hundreds of migrants Sunday who had set out from southernmost Mexico, the fourth such caravan officials have raided in recent days. A group of about 800, largely Central Americans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans, had spent the night at a basketball court where they had been kept awaiting processing by Mexican immigration officials. But shortly before dawn, immigration agents backed by police with anti-riot gear went into the crowd, pushing many into trucks. Brazil's World Cup qualifier against Argentina was suspended amid chaotic scenes after local health officials walked onto the pitch in a bid to remove three players who did not comply with coronavirus protocol. Play in the match featuring Argentina and Brazil was stopped in the 7th minute because of the extraordinary interruption. The referee eventually suspended the game after players, football officials, and local authorities argued for several minutes. Brazil's health agency said three of Argentina's England-based players should have been in quarantine instead of playing in that particular match. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.